joining us as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu. Welcome back.
Thank you. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said think of a well-known food brand, add the letters W-O-W, then rearrange the result to name another well-known food brand. Well, the answer is Nestle to Sweeten Low. And we had an interesting alternative. Didn't quite work, but you take Entenmann's, add W-O-W, but also subtract T-E-N, and you get Newman's Own.
We had about 200 responses, which signifies to me it was a hard one. And the winner is Lucas Green of Brooklyn, New York. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Are you excited?
I'm so excited right now.
I thought like you weren't allowed to be excited in Brooklyn. I thought that that was like, it's just like, actually, like, it's just, you're not allowed. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Years and years. I've been doing crossword puzzles since I was a teenager. And once I discovered the Sunday puzzle on NPR, probably 5 years ago, I listened to it almost every Sunday. Sometimes I have to catch up.
Cool. So I hear you have a cool Brooklyn job.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to just do little digs here at Brooklyn because I have to. What do you do for a living?
I'm a local 829 art director. I work in film and TV, mostly around New York City.
Awesome. What have been some of your favorite shows that you've worked on?
Well, so I freelance and I do a pretty big variety, but one show I really like to do was called The President Show. It was on Comedy Central. And that was a really fulfilling job to do. Lots of creativity.
Oh, awesome. All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready.
Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Lucas. I'm going to give you two words. Rearrange the letters in each of them to make two new words that rhyme. For example, if I said shot, S-H-O-T, and ascot, A-S-C-O-T, you would say host and coast.
Okay.
All right. Number one is Lays, L-A-Z-E. And equals, E-Q-U-A-L-S.
I would say it's zeal.
Yes.
And squeal.
Zeal and squeal, good. Gins, G-I-N-S, and Nile, N-I-L-E.
Gins and Nile, N-I-L-E. Sign.
Yes.
And line.
That's it. Fiber, F-I-B-E-R. Flea, F-L-E-A.
Fiber and flea. So maybe it's leaf.
Yes.
Or flea, and that would make fiber into brief.
That's correct. Trout, T-R-O-U-T, and retune, R-E-T-U-N-E.
Trout and retune. Okay, so who?
This one's a two-syllable answer.
Ah, okay, okay.
The second word you do to an animal.
Okay. So neuter. And gosh, the first one was, oh, tutor.
Tutor, new tutor and neuter is right. Wrong, W-R-O-N-G. And hornet, H-O-R-N-E-T.
Is this two syllables again?
Nope, we're back to one.
Okay. So maybe it's throne for hornet?
Yes, that's right.
And grown.
Grown is right.
Grown is grown up.
Good one. Lube, L-U-B-E, and west, W-E-S-T.
Stew and blue.
That's it. And here's your last one. Eighth, E-I-G-H-T-H, and item, I-T-E-M.
Might.
Yes.
And height.
That's it. Good job.
Good job. You brought it home. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel like a $1,000,000.
All right. For playing our puzzle today, you won't get $1,000,000, but you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Lucas, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WNYC.
Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. This was a ton of fun.
Cool. Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it also involves rhymes, and it comes from listener James Matthews of Little Rock, Arkansas. Think of a common seven-letter word, Drop its second letter, and you'll get a six-letter word that does not rhyme with the first one. Alternatively, you can drop the third letter from the seven-letter word to get a six-letter word that doesn't rhyme with either of the first two. And further, you can drop both the second and third letters from the seven-letter word to get a five-letter word that doesn't rhyme with any of the others. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.